we know anything about relationship with ER and response to PARP inhibitors, Sarah?
We don't. I think what happened with the breast cancer world is the Iniparib trial that got everyone really excited and then very depressed when the phase 3 came out.
That was the PARP inhibitor, wasn't?
It wasn't, exactly. And I think that made many of the makers of these drugs very reticent to look at anything but germline mutations in BRCA1 or 2 in breast cancer. So the scientific exploration of these subtypes that might benefit, the few patients that do have a somatic mutation that aren't detected on germline testing, and the few patients that may have a gene involved that would be implicated in the DNA repair pathway, they're just not doing large studies to evaluate this.
Yeah, and this is a really fascinating question. I've been following a patient for a long time who has a PALB2 mutation. Glorious response to platinum-based therapy, lasted a really long time, is now kind of growing through this. And I'm, of course, in the process of trying to get expanded access to olaparib. I think, you know, if we look at patients who are referred for BRCA1 and BRCA2 testing, Jim Ford and Allison Curran and my institution published on this a few years ago, if you look at panel testing in patients who are referred, about 1 in 5 patients who's referred for BRCA1, BRCA2 testing turns out to have a BRCA1, BRCA2 mutation. But there's an additional 10% that has some other pathogenic mutation. Right. And a lot of those are DNA damage repair mutations.
And do we know anything about PARP inhibitor activity in these people with other mutations?
Preclinically, there's certainly evidence that they work. I've heard of anecdotes from physicians that they've seen responses, but boy, there's no published data.
Mm-mm.